wonderful ivory snow. Yes, wonderful ivory snow.
Ivory snow for speedier dishwashing for snow-white hands presents Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington. Before our show today, I want to talk to you about saving used kitchen fat. Now, you probably save every drop and turn it in faithfully to your meat man. But not every American housewife is matching your effort. Actually, one out of every three housewives is throwing used fat away. Surely that one woman in every three must fail to recognize how critical the fat shortage is. She uses soap like everyone else. She, too, wants electrical appliances and other things fat is needed to make. If she really understood that fat is critically short and is needed to ease shortages of soap and hundreds of other essentials, she'd certainly do her part and save waste fat, too. So here's how you can help even more. Talk to women you know till you find one who is not saving used fat. Explain to her why it's important for everyone to save fat. Actually, if American women stopped saving used kitchen fat, it would cost the country a whole month's soap supply out of a year. So just appoint yourself a committee of one to persuade other women to save fat, won't you please? You've done a grand job in saving used fat. Help us get more by persuading a friend to join in the good work. And be sure to tell your friend to save used fat in tin only, and that her meat man will give her 4 cents for each pound. Now, Ivory Snow brings you Rosemary. The train bearing Rosemary and Brad Boynton has pulled into Penn Station in New York. And Brad, glad to have had this opportunity to see her again and talk to her, is carrying her suitcase as they step off the train.
How much time have you between trains?
Not much, about a half an hour. And I think my train for Meadville leaves from this station, too.
Good, then we'll just about have time for lunch, and then I can put you aboard.
All right.
Well, let's take the escalator over here.
Look, Brad, if you have anything to do in New York, don't hesitate to say so. I don't want to...
All I have to do right now is to make sure that you're safe and sound on board your train to Meadville.
It's awfully good to have you here to look after me.
That's just what I'm going to do, look after you. Ever been in New York before?
No. I've been to Chicago, though.
The restaurant's right down here.
Right. I was married there. I'll never forget the lights on Michigan Avenue and the sailboats on the lake. I thought then that life was going to be sheer heaven. I guess nobody's life is perfect, is it?
No, but, well, if all this hadn't happened to Bill, I think your life and his would have come pretty close to being heavenly.
Is this where we're going to eat lunch?
Yes, so let me open the door for you. Right. You go first. We can check our bags here. Hungry?
No, not very. I'm really just eating so I can...
Keep me company, I know.
Well...
Good morning. Table for two?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right, this way.
Let me help you, Mrs. Roberts.
All right. Here you are now.
Sit down.
This is fine.
There you are.
Thank you.
Now, what do you have?
Not very much. Just a cup of coffee, I think.
Nonsense. You've got to have more than that.
What will your order be?
Well, let's see. Bring coffee for two and, Say, how would you like some chicken salad?
Well, that'd be fine.
Chicken salad for the lady, and I'll have ham and eggs.
Yes, sir. I'll get them for you right away.
Thank you.
You know, it seems so strange to be here. To be so far away from Bill.
I'll bet it does, but at least you know he's depending on you for whatever he finds out about his little girl. How old is she?
Well, she was 2 when he went into the army, so... She'd be 6 by now. Well,
it's quite a long interval, isn't it?
Yes. They think that his wife and child are here in New York.
Look, what's her name again? Maybe I can get a line on her before you get back.
Her name is Audrey Roberts, I guess, mm-hmm. And the little girl is named Jessica. That's really all I know.
Uh-huh. Hey, I'll tell you what we can do.
What?
I'm going to be at the Yale Club. That's where I stay when I'm in town, and that's where they hold my mail for me.
Uh-huh.
So suppose you write me what you find out, and I'll go to work here in New York and see what I can turn up.
Oh, well, would you really have time to do all this for me?
Plenty of time. I told you I was an artist. An artist's time is his own. And what's more, I'd love to. I may not unearth a thing, but, well, I told you if I could be of any help to you at any time, I'd...
Brad, do you remember I told you I felt as if you were an old friend of ours? Well, really, I do. You couldn't do more for me if you'd known me forever.
I think I have, in a way.
What? Known me forever?
Known that there was a girl like you someplace in the world.
Is a chicken salad for the lady?
That's right.
All right. Here's your coffee. Do you want anything else?
Anything else, Mrs. Roberts?
Oh, no, nothing.
Well, that's all then. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Do you mind, or would you rather not talk about what you think your future will be?
My future?
Yes, when and if you find this other woman and she's still married to Bill.
Oh, that. No, I don't mind talking about it. I've thought about it so much. So very much.
What do you think you'll do?
Well, I'll do whatever is easiest for Bill. You see, all I'm concerned about is him. About getting him straightened out and easing his mind.
What about you?
Me? Oh, I can take whatever comes if Bill is straightened out. I know I can.
Even finding out that he's married to another woman?
Yes. Even that. You see, I think I always knew the risk I was running when I married him. That his past would rise up someday and confront him. The only thing I was sure of, and still am, is that I'm the only girl he's ever really loved in his whole life. I'm positive of that, Brad. I know that the way we felt about each other, the complete beauty of our life together, couldn't have been lived through before by Bill. But I also knew that there was a possibility that he might have married before. That was always there. It was like a specter at a party. And I knew that if that was true, I'd no longer be his wife.
Can you give him up like that?
What, to another woman who's the mother of his child? Of course I can. After all, she has every claim on him. On his love, his loyalty, his affection. She's his wife.
But
I'm not.
Well, look, what if he doesn't care for her?
I think that Bill's the kind of man to take his responsibilities seriously. If he finds out that the woman he married is waiting for him someplace and wants to have him back, well, he'll go back to her and try to make a good life with her. He'll want to.
Well, what if he remembers you someday?
I won't let him remember me if I can help it. And if he does return to his wife, I think... I'm not sure, of course, but I think I'll go away someplace where he can't find me. He mustn't find me. I must never complicate his life again. I must get out of it once and for all and make it possible for him and Audrey and his little girl to go on living together and be happy together.
Rosemary, if this terrible thing happens, if you're forced to break your life in two this way, and I know what a cruel thing it will be, Will you let me stand by and help you?
You?
Yes, me. I know you aren't thinking about me now. I know you aren't thinking about anybody on this green earth, but Bill. But you will need somebody to lean on if this tragedy takes place.
Well, it's very kind of you, Brad, but I...
Oh, look, don't say no. Don't say you won't want my help, even if you don't think you do it this time. I'm offering it to you because I know I'll never meet anybody like you again as long as I live. Oh, and Rosemary, I don't want to let you go out of my life if there's a single chance of keeping you in it.
Well, I'm sure you mean that generously, but, Brad, there's nobody in my life but Bill. There never will be. There never can be.
I know how you feel. I just want to be around to see you through if things don't work out as I hope and pray they will for you.
thank you.
It's a funny thing, but that day I saw you and Bill together at Candle Lake, I knew... Well, I knew I'd met the girl I loved and admired more than any other girl in all of my life.
Bill and I were so happy that day.
Of course you were, and I keep telling you, you'll be just as happy again. Just as radiant, just as much in love, you two. And even so, I repeat, I've never admired any girl in my life the way I admire you.
I wish you wouldn't talk about me. I wish you'd...
You wish I'd talk about Bill?
Yes.
Well, I'll talk about you both. Maybe this wife of his, thinking he's dead, is married again. Maybe she likes someone else. Maybe it's...
Look, I'm not even going to speculate about it. I can't. All I'm going to do is go one step at a time. I'll visit his farm and visit his mother's farm and try to locate his little daughter. I'm even going to... Brett, I'm even going to see his wife if I have to. Just so I can know what she's like without her knowing who I am.
That would be much too hard for you, Rosemary.
No, I told you that nobody counts in the world but Bill. Nothing's too hard to do that'll bring him peace of mind. Nothing on earth counts but him.
More of Rosemary in a moment. Now here's our musical snowman with a story about Ivory Snow.
The teenage gal named Judy, I've been doing double duty with wonderful Ivory Snow. Mother says I'm so ambitious, 'cause I fly right through the dishes with wonderful Ivory Snow. It's ivory mild but fast, no more red rough hands at last. And for speed it's granulated, from now on I'm being dated by wonderful Ivory Snow.
Yes, for dishwashing, Ivory Snow's safe as the mildest bar soap, yet far faster. And Ivory Snow's fast as the strongest granulated soap, yet far safer.
Actually, Ivory Snow is the only soap, both ivory mild and granulated in quick-sudsing snowdrops.
Ivory mild.
So it's safe for hands.
Granulated.
So it's speedy. Yes, for speedier dishwashing, for snow-white hands. Bye. That's it, wonderful Ivory Snow, S-N-O-W.
Rosemary has only half heard Brad Boyden telling her of his admiration for her, only half listened. All she is thinking of is Bill, who she loves with all her heart and soul. Ivory Snow invites you to listen tomorrow to Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington. This is Harry Clark asking you to remember, for speedier dishwashing, for snow-white hands, it's wonderful Ivory Snow. Our government still cautions, use soap wisely. Remember, it will take time to get our nation's soap supply back to normal. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.